السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Deen at Doom. Shedding more light on what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Gaza, we have the director of Al-Quds Foundation, فضيلة الشيخ مولانا إبراهيم Gabriels, to shed more light on that. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله مولانا. كيف أحوالكم؟
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته Honorable Sheikh Samih and Honorable and beloved viewers of Hilal TV.
مولانا جزاك الله خيرا for joining us this morning. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى bless you and accept from you. اللهم آمين. مولانا in the beginning يعني we of course we share our condolences with one another to what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Gaza. And I would like from you مولانا to shed more light on the situation in Gaza and how we can help, how the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم can help and can stand together to support the people of Palestine and to support the people of Gaza.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable viewers of Hilal TV, I greet you all with universal greetings of love and peace and mercy and respect and honor. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Honorable viewers and my beloved sisters and brothers and mothers and fathers, my opening words and opening remarks to you around the issue of what is happening in Palestine and more specifically in the Gaza is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says innahu la yuflihu adh-dhalimun, indeed the oppressors will never succeed. So the Zionist state of the apartheid state of Israel will never succeed. The end is near. And I will also want to say to you another ayah of the Holy Quran, and you know and I know that there are no doubt in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Just remember, certainly, the victory of Allah is near. I understand and I know that many of us are worried. But I want to say to all of you and to the Muslims of the world, don't panic and don't grieve. La tahzan, don't grieve, says Allah. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the oppressed people of Palestine, subhanallah. So this is the time to be strong. This is the time to be faithful and confident. This is the time to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because wa man nasr illa min indillah. Victory can only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are so concerned, then we must connect ourselves with Allah. The Muslims of the world must be in dhikrullah, reading Quran, standing up in the middle of the night, making dua for victory, making dua that Allah protect the people of Palestine and the people of the Gaza. And please don't forget that what has happened on Saturday morning, what is called the Tufan al-Aqsa, the operation of al-Aqsa flood, it was a great victory for the Palestinians and for all the people of the world. My dear ones, I would like to believe that what happened on Saturday morning is the beginning of the great battle that Rasulullah referred to. It is the beginning of the great victory that Rasulullah prophesied more than 1,400 years ago. My dear ones, the other important fact that we and the whole world need to understand is that this operation and what happened on Saturday morning is not about the Palestinian people. It's not about their lives. It's not about their homes. They knew what the consequence is going to be and what has happened now for the last 3 nights, that they are going to be bombarded. They're going to be murdered. Women and children be slaughtered. They knew it, because if they had done it for themselves, they wouldn't have done what they've done on Saturday morning. But what happens on Saturday morning is all about Masjid al-Aqsa. Masjid al-Aqsa is the responsibility of the Muslims all around the world. It is not the responsibility of the Palestinians, but the Palestinian people are standing on the front line on behalf of me and you and each and every Muslim in this world. So that is why we need to continue to support them. So what do we do as Muslims of the world? And as I've said earlier, besides giving our full support, we need to move to another level of spirituality. Listen to what Allah says to us in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira وسبحوا بكرة وأصيلا، هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. سبحان الله. Allah says, oh you believe, remember Allah in abundance and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. He, Allah, is the one that put blessings on you. And His malaika, His billions of malaika. Huh? Allah's malaika are with us. Allah's with us, the malaika with us in Palestine, in the Gaza. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before that, هُوَ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the one that will remove you from the darkness. In this context, from the darkness of oppression to the nur, to the light of freedom and justice. Freedom and justice will be coming. We as Muslims believe that Palestine will be free one day. Subhanallah. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always merciful to the believers. Allah will be merciful to the people of Palestine and the Gaza. They are going through difficulties. But after difficulty, ease will come. That is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear ones, we are living in serious times and we need to become more serious. Take lessons from one of our greatest leaders who liberated Masjid al-Aqsa, Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi. Before liberating Masjid al-Aqsa, he was so worried and he was so serious that he even never smiled. And then the people around him asked, Salah ad-Din, why don't you ever smile? Why don't you smile? He says, listen to this answer and please remember this answer and tell it to your children, your grandchildren. He says, how can I smile? And Masjid al-Aqsa is under occupation. Under the occupation of the Crusades or the Crusaders. How can we smile? How can we go on with our normal lives? And Masjid al-Aqsa is under the worst of occupation by the Zionist apartheid state. So this is the time for the Muslims to stand up. This is the time to become serious. I'm not saying that we shouldn't smile. We are not on that level of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, but we need to become more serious. We need to stand up in the middle of the night. The Muslims of the world need to stand up for Fajr Salah. There are too many Muslims that are not even standing up for Fajr Salah. The Muslims of today, they need to abandon haram and wrongdoings. They need to abandon looking at pornography. How can you look at pornography? How can you enjoy and smile and sit in the front of the TV looking at American films and soapies? The same Americans that are Mr. Biden promised the Israelis that we will send more and more aid. In other words, to kill the Palestinians. And we are looking at American films and American soapies. No, this is the time for the Muslims to be strong. Believe. Allah inna nasrullahi qareeb. The help of Allah is near. And the ultimate victory of the Palestinian people, and more especially of Masjid al-Aqsa, is near. But we as Muslims, we need to do our duties. We need to become more serious. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
To the Ummah. And Mawlana, since I know that Mawlana is involved with Al-Quds Foundation and a representative of Al-Quds Foundation in South Africa, how can people who want to donate to support get in contact to in order to send their support to the people of Palestine?
Yeah, so we've got a lot of things in line, Sheikh Samih and honorable viewers. For example, Alhamdulillah, we've made contact with your honorable TV, Hilal TV, and on Sunday morning, this is now the first announcement. On Sunday morning, we will be live from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock, you know, giving our support for the people of Palestine. We can imagine the needs and the medical needs. So many people, I mean, I think more than 6,000 people have been injured. 680 have been killed. The buildings, you see it, subhanallah. So this is the time for us to stand up, wallahi, and give our every support and our financial support. So we are requesting from our viewers. I'm going out of my way now to tell you, honorable viewers, you must not go out of your way. This is the spirit. Everybody must stand up. You must not tell your friends, your families, your business people in your family and in your circles that on Sunday morning, we are going to have a pledge line for the people of Gaza to help them. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. We will spread the news, inshallah. And I hope all those people who want to donate, ikhwah, donate generously, inshallah. You can make the intention now and prepare yourself, inshallah, to donate to the people of Palestine. That will be during the pledge line, 10 a.m. this coming Sunday, inshallah. And you can also donate before that, and we'll send you the banking details during the break, inshallah. If anyone wants to send us WhatsApp messages, we'll send you, inshallah, the banking details of Al-Quds Foundation. Jazakallah khairan, Mawlana, for joining us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and accept from you and always use you for the service of the Ummah. Allahumma ameen. Shukran jazilan. Barakallah.
Barakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This was Fadilat Mawlana Ibrahim Gabriels, and Fadilat Mawlana is, mashallah, very active in supporting the Ummah and the cases of the Ummah nationally and internationally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and increase him, ya Rabbil Alameen, increase him in khair and give him barakah in his life. Allahumma ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. It's time for a short break. We'll come back after the break, inshallah.